our belief is still holding. What I believe that you are able to do is still holding. Because you made it calm. You made it strong. And you would not let me stop believing. You make me believe that the best can come out of the worst. That's just how you got me believing. You got me believing that though I'm looking at something, I can change it by just believing what you can do. And when I don't even see what you're doing and how you're going to bring it to pass from a different quarter and from somewhere, long as I keep on trusting, you show yourself somewhere down the road. They sang the song, by and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered home, we're going to tell this story of how we overcome, because God kept us believing. He kept us trusting. Hallelujah to God. We're just thankful today that you have been a keeper, my faith, and what I believe is still holding. Because I know that you can do anything. I know you can do anything. And I'm trusting. I'm still believing that when you come for your church, I'm going to be one that's going to crown you Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Because it's been my life that is a testimony to what you're able to do. I believe. Therefore have I spoken that God has been my keeper. I believe that the Lord has made a way for me. I believe that God Almighty has made a way for me. He made a way out of no way. But he had to bring to pass what was spoken of aforetime. He had to bring it to pass. So my belief hasn't moved. My faith is still holding, because you prayed that my faith wouldn't fail me. No matter how much time is between when you said it and when you're doing it, doesn't make any matter to me. I still believe what you spoke is going to come to pass. I still believe that what you said was going to be is going to be. No matter what men say, no matter what men do, my belief is still going to hold. My faith in what I believe in is still going to hold. I'm thankful to you, Lord, that my feet are firm. My knees are strong. My heart is going on, because I'm not going to move. I'm going to trust in every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. I'm going to trust in it. I'm going to prove it. I'm going to prove you a healer. I'm going to prove you a deliverer. I'm going to prove that you're a provider. Hallelujah, God. If I don't have the finance to do a thing, I'm going to prove you able. Hallelujah to God. If I get down to nothing, I'm going to prove that you are a keeper and that you are a deliverer and that you are my Savior. Hallelujah, God. It doesn't matter what the issue is. I'm going to prove that you are God, my belief. Still holding. My faith is still holding, because I'm trusting in you. I know you are able. I don't see how you're going to do it. Don't know why the issue. But one thing, I know you will. I know you will. I'm trusting that you will. I still believe. I'm still trusting. I'm still walking. My God, I picked up my bed and I'm going on. I'm thankful. I'm grateful that there are still them that are holding on to you. No matter what the condition is, somebody is still holding. Because say, I believe God is able. I believe God is able. So their belief hasn't moved. Their faith is still firm. Because you prayed for us. that our faith would not fail us. And I'm still believing. I'm still trusting. I'm still believing. If he said it, I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. You made a way for me. And I'm here to praise you for it. I'm here to glorify your great name because you made a way for me out of no way. But I know it's just you keeping your word. Men look at what you've done for me as a miracle, but I just say it's you keeping your word to me. Hallelujah to God. When you open your mouth to us, we believe you. When your word is preached, we believe you. Hallelujah, God. I thank you that the net is coming in and we are pulling it in. My God, you got the bread prepared. And I thank you for it. And I thank you how the bread not only is being fed, but the meal is still being broken for us from the fragments. Hallelujah to God. The 12 baskets of fragments are still there for us to feast on. Hallelujah to God. And the bread, keep breaking the bread. We'll know you by the breaking of the bread. Hallelujah, because I know you're able. I know you're able. And I'm going to hold on. If all hope leaves, I'm still holding on. Because I believe that you're going to do exactly what you said. And I'm going to be on the right side. When the net get cast to the right side, I'm going to be on the right side. Because I'm going to get caught up. Hallelujah, God. I'm going to get tangled up in Jesus. I want to get wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in God. Because I believe that you are able. Because if I can't move from you, I believe I'll be all right. If my faith don't move from what you said you're going to do, I believe I'm going to be all right. So you throw your net. Let me get wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in God. So I just move around in you. No matter what happens in the world, I believe. I believe that the righteous shall not be forsaken. I believe and I'm trusting. I believe and I'm trusting because you made a way for me. Doesn't matter about the days, the weeks, the months, the years. You made a way for me at the beginning, at the end of this, and I'm trusting in that my end is going to be better than my beginning because I'm moving on. I'm wrapped up, I'm tied up, and I'm tangled up in Jesus. So no matter what men say, I still believe God. I still believe God. You kept me. You kept me. No harm has come to me because you kept me. Hallelujah, God, and I thank you for it. I praise you for it because you truly have been a God to me, and I thank you. And I pray you preserve me ever. My God, keep me ever. I pray that you forever watch out for me. Hallelujah, God, and make my way safe. If there's danger in the way, I thank you how you preserve me. Then let me move when it's time for me to move and stand still when it's time to stand still. I thank you. Hallelujah to God. Even though I don't know why, I know you will. I'm still believing. I'm still trusting. Because I've seen you. I saw how you made a way for me. And I glorify you for it. I thank you for it. I give you the glory for it. I still believe. I'm still trusting. Keep your people. Keep them trusting in you. Keep them believing. Put their eye on you. No matter what the situation is. Let them trust in you. Keep their faith. Keep it strong. That they will always believe that God is able to do anything. God is able.
Still believing. Still believing. And when the decree is signed, it found us back on our knees again. Holding and still believing. And a one God. Still believing in the one church. The one faith. Still believing Still believing. Might not know why, when, or where, but we believe. And we may look up, and the sun may be shining, but we still believe that the rain is going to come. And we pray. And we watch. And we pray. And we watch. And we pray. Hallelujah to God. And then one day, my God, when we're watching, we see now that there's a small cloud. Glory be to God. But we continue to pray. Continue to watch. Because I was so anticipating the rain to come to flood our soul. And we pray. And we watch for our soul. But if I be on my knees still praying, still watching for your coming. And I pray and I watch for you every day, because it's been preached to me that one day, glory be to God, that the sky's got to cry. Hallelujah to God. But I'm praying and I'm watching. And I pray, Lord, that you keep me as you have kept me. And I pray, and I look toward heaven, and I watch for the crack in the sky. Hallelujah to God. And I pray, and I watch. Because I believe. And I pray. And I watch. And I find myself still believing. And you come and you give me a little taste of what it's going to be. With, hallelujah to God. You give me just a little taste so that my faith won't fail me. But even after that, I'm still praying. I'm still watching. Because somewhere it said, you be well pleased. Though I find myself content in the situation, though I find myself satisfied, sanctified, waiting on the glorification. But I still pray. And I still watch. In the hope of a resurrection to life eternal. And I pray today and I'm still saying I know you will. I know you will. I know you will. Put the wind under my wings. I know you will. Lift me from this world that I can meet you. Now, Lord, let this prayer be set before you as incense. That you'll find a sweet savor coming from your footstool to your nostril. That you can let the heavenly host know that I smell my church. That somebody's still praying. Somebody's still watching for me. And you will let the heavenly host know. And the heavens know that one day that it has to give you up. Because your church waits to meet you. Church say amen and amen again. Let the church say amen,
amen.
And amen again.
Amen.
Still praying,
yes.
Still believing,
yes.
Still watching.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
It's just good to be here. Out of all the places that we could be, it is good to be here to praise the Lord. As you hear the testimonies and then the scripture comes, it is written. If you're going to live godly, he said, if you're going to live godly, then you're going to suffer persecution. If you're going to live godly in Christ Jesus, you're not going to get out of here unless you suffer. But your suffering can't come from your brother or your sister. Don't mess up. Suffering is going to come from your brothers or your sisters. It's going to come from the enemy. The enemy is going to make your brother seem as though he's the cause. It's not your brother or your sister. It's the enemy. He puts on a mask. But if you're going to live godly, you got to pass the test. You got to pass it knowing it's God. Don't give the devil nothing. Say it's God. Because you've got to realize whatever comes your way, God is doing something. He's either strengthening you or he's going to prove you. And I'm being proven. And I know I'm going to prove faithful. So it doesn't matter what God does or what he allows the enemy to do, I'm going to live godly. So I'll suffer this. Because if I suffer it, he said, I'll reign with him. And see, that's my end. So I can't get my eye turned to foolishness. Now, if y'all want to have a tornado in your neighborhood, you have it. Don't blow the wind in my neighborhood. Because I'm trying too hard to not just save myself, but I'm trying to save you. And I want your eye on Jesus. God is doing something for us. I tell you, when the man of God opened his mouth tonight, he said, God has given your salvation to you. He said, he has put it in your hands. He said, now you judge yourself. When he went at that, I knew that was God. He said, he has put your salvation in your own hands. He said, now, if you judge yourself, when God comes, you will not have to be judged. Amen. Because you've judged yourself. Yes. You've judged it. You didn't call God the devil. You left everything to Christ Jesus. I know God. I see him. He's showing himself now. And my thing is, I got to save myself. Because he's given me the opportunity to judge myself. And when I judged myself as I was sitting there listening to him, I told him, I have done everything I've done at your word. Amen. So because he allowed the, he, it's written the enemy was going to say, aha, at me. Amen. So let him say it. But I tell you, he said, when you get to hell, you're going to realize you were fighting God. But I've got to be standing. After I've done all I can do to stand, I got to still be standing. If the wind blow, I know my house is on a rock. So if it's on a rock, I'm not going to move. I'm settled. I'm grounded. I am rooted. And you know one thing I can say of assurance? I know from whence I learned it. I know where I got this from. I knew from the first one God sent to me. From the first one he sent unto me. I know from whence I've got this. This gospel came from Christ. What we're going through came from him. So if you're going through, I'm not bothering it. Because you know what you told me? I'm going through. When you're saying it, you can't make me doubt him. And you told me where? In my heart. If my heart is settled, you can't move me because my heart is not going to stop loving God. I don't care what the enemy do. You say, I cannot doubt him in my heart. So no matter what I'm looking at, my heart is not going to change. My mind's not going to change. I'm rooted, grounded, settled. Know where this gospel came from, so I have this assurance. So therefore, my profession is not going to change. I profess Christ. I profess that I am walking by faith. And my profession is not going to change now. Can't change it now. When I can see the God I serve can bring a bullet through the window and it stop in midair and drop at my feet, don't tell me I don't serve the God that's able. My profession, I told you at my mouth that God had given it to me, so I can't change now. I'm not going to change now. You cannot make me doubt God. In my heart is fixed. Mine's made up now. But if I intend on living godly in Christ Jesus, my Lord, I'm going to suffer persecution. But let me tell you, when I finish this course, I have fought a fight, and I fought it by faith. my heart. I saw God. And he see I am not going to change. I've been bullheaded since I've known myself. And I don't plan on changing now. No matter what you see. Watch God. So I've got to continue now. If God, the man of God, told me tonight, he said, judge yourself. You won't have to be judged. God put judgment in your hands. Judge yourself. Now tonight, he said, if you judge yourself tonight, will you be ready to answer the call tonight? He said it's going to burn to the lowest hell. That means nothing. It's going to get past God's fire. But if you believe God, no matter what the situation has called to your door, if the enemy is knocking, say, thank the Lord. If the enemy continues to knock, thank the Lord. My heart is fixed. And I'm going on. I don't want no storms at my door. My life is riveted. But come thou with us, for we will do you good. My heart is fixed. My mind is made up. And I'm going every step. He brought me by this way. I can't get past it. It's what I got to endure in the middle. But let me tell you, he said, if you continue until the end, the same shall be saved. Let me tell you, I'm going to save myself. You got to save yourself. He said, from this unto it, this wicked generation. Let me tell you, they're going to get worse and worse. They're going to get worse and worse. It's going to get worse before it gets any better. But look for help at your right hand. Look for help at your left hand. Look toward the hills. From which cometh your help. It comes from the Lord. It comes from God. It's going to be all right. Because you're not going to change. Because you know that salvation is in your hands. And if I throw it away, I know what my end is. If I don't continue, I know what my end is. Why? God has put judgment at your hands. So I heard you tonight. Heart is fixed. You can't make me doubt him because my heart is fixed. And don't let anybody, I don't care who it is, change your heart. Amen. Keep your heart, because God, when this is finished and the next thing comes, you can say, you can't make me doubt him. You can't make me doubt him. You can't make me doubt him in my heart. No, you can't make me, because I know too much. No, 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 you can't make me doubt him in my heart.
Oh, you can't make me doubt it. Hey, baby, now hear me now. You can make me now. It's hard to know too much. You want to hey, baby, now hear me now.
Remember that. Don't be ashamed. No matter where you are, don't be ashamed to say, I love you, Lord, in my heart. That's where your treasure is. The moss can't get to it. Rust can't get to it. Why? God has got the reins of the heart, pumping that blood, keeping it warm. Hallelujah to God. And you can't be ashamed till I got him in my heart. You can't make me doubt it. The situation just can't change the heart. No matter what it is. Keep thanking God. In all things, it is written, in all things, you've got to give thanks. Soon as you enter his sanctuary, you've got to be thankful. I don't care what the mind was on the other side of that door. When you come in to serve the Lord, you got to have a change of mind, like you got to have a change of raiment to say, I thank you. I thank you because I made it here. I had trials during the day, but I thank God I made it here to worship your great name. No matter what it is. Thank God for all things. The enemy can't get the victory over you. He said, rejoice that your name is written. And Bishop Johnson is absolutely right. God then put the judgment in your hand. Not for you to judge somebody else, he said. You got to judge yourself. Are you ready to meet the Lord? Have you repented of your sins? Have you gone down in water in the name of Jesus Christ? Have you been filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost? Have you contended steadfastly? The man set my heart on fire. It's good to hear what was preached aforetime. That's like hearing Peter. Like hearing Paul. This man had to tell you that judgment is in your hands. Now, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to turn and judge someone else and you got the mote or the beam?
No, sir. You can't.
Are you going to look at yourself and say, that, Lord, like, I'm ready to meet you? Come on.
Amen.
You can end this because I know I'm going to be changed.
Yeah.
If you have confidence, then you can talk like that.
Yeah.
If you don't have any confidence that you're walking with him, I wouldn't talk like that if I was you. You got to have a belly so full of Holy Ghost that you are standing in the air to talk like that.
Yeah.
To tell God to come on, because he's going
to
catch a lot of folk not ready. That's why Bishop Johnson said, be ready when he shall come again. Be ready when he come again. He's coming again so soon. Now, will you be ready? Will your faith be firm? That's unmovable. No matter what it is. Will you be able to stand? You've got to keep your rejoicing and the hope you have in God firm until the end. Nothing can change it. The rejoicing that you're hoping for, that dance with him on that golden road, for you to send ripples through the crystal river to touch the tree of life, that joy that is in your heart that you know God is going to do this. He said you got to keep that hope firm.
Amen.
Firm. So who cares what the enemy does?
Amen.
Is your hope still steady?
Yes.
Are your feet still rooted and grounded?
Amen.
Are you ready to meet the Lord?
Amen.
What somebody else did shouldn't cause you to slip.
Amen.
Because what they did to us shouldn't make our feet slip.
Amen.
It should make our feet firm.
Amen.
The enemy can't make us turn.
Amen.
You cannot make me doubt God in my heart. I'm called to be a saint. I'm going to answer the call. I was called to be a saint. I was chosen to be with him. You think I'm going to let this world that's going to go the way of all flesh take that salvation that God has put in my hand? Say, judge yourself. If you know these things, Johnson said, happy are ye if you do the thing. Because God has given you the word. He said, by the gospel he's preached. You know what to do to be saved. Why? He said, it's been preached to you.
Amen.
Can't save nobody else. Can't make nobody else do right.
Amen.
Baby, it's hard to pick your leg up when you feel the way you feel sometimes. It's hard to pick your leg up to make the next step when God say move. And you, I got to take the weight of somebody else and put that on me too? I don't think so. I'm too busy serving my Jesus to take your stupid ways and put it on me and think I'm going to walk with it. Bishop Johnson said today, judge yourself so you don't have to be judged. He said, God has put it in your hands. All you got to do now is look at the word and make sure you're coming up to what it says for you. I preach to you. I'm going to your bones. You got to pull it in and obey it just like I preach it, practice it. I got to obey it.
Amen.
But if we're going to live godly, godly, godly in Christ Jesus, you're going to be persecuted. Wasn't he?
Yes, sir. Persecution,
affliction. You can't get out of here without it. Just like I told the Lord, you have redeemed me from the lion's den. I knew where I was.
Amen.
I'm redeemed, though.
Amen.
From the paw of the bear, I've been delivered.
Amen.
And I'm not going to allow the enemy to get in here.
Thank you, Lord.
Why? We're going to push him out.
Amen.
He's not here to serve the Lord.
Resist.
He doesn't come to serve the Lord. He come to tear up, tear down, tell you, oh, it ain't worth it. Yes, it is. It's going to be worth it all. Your heart could go with mine when you hear the words, I'm going to see Mother Gibson, and I'm going to know her. I'm going to praise the Lord, Mother Knock, and I'm going to know her. Hallelujah to God. My heart begin to leap. Because it is in him. And what can you do with a man that believes that my eyes are going to open one day? My eyes are going to open and I'm going to look at Jesus and I'm going to thank him for what he's done for me. I'm going to thank him how he kept me on the other shore. I'm going to thank him that I didn't need the sight over there, but I want to see Jesus. I want to see Jesus. Y'all pray for me that I see Jesus. Oh, thou man of God, he's going to look at me. I say, here I am. I'm going to see Jesus. I'm going to see Jesus. No matter over here. Let the body get sick. I know the deliverer. I won't be sick over there. Hallelujah. Sick is going to go away. Crying is going to go away. I'm trying to get over there.
Yes.
But I can't let the things on this shore prevent me.
Yes.
I'm going to see Jesus.
Amen.
And if I'm going to live godly in Christ Jesus, I've got to suffer this. And I'm going to take it on. And don't you try to take it off of me. I'm going to walk through this. Because when I come out of it, I know what's on the other side for me. Because if I have my rejoicing and I stay firm, I believe God is going to let me see what the end. I come here to see what the end's going to be. I know what the middle is right now. I want to see what the end's going to be. Somebody's going to end up in hell, I know. I want to see what the end is going to be. The God I serve, hallelujah, can put a bullet at my foot. I know he's able to do anything. Hallelujah. I'm going to see him when he comes. That's my desire. That's my hope. That's my rejoicing that I've got to hold firm until Jesus comes. Take what the man of God has given you tonight. I put him on at the prayer hour because I wanted, you don't know what to pray for, so I wanted him to give it to you. He gave you tonight. God said, judge yourself. Yes. Now, he said, it's by my gospel.
Yes.
I'm going to give it to you tonight. He said, I'm going to give it to you tonight. So while he, my brother, is resting, I can tell you, I don't serve the God of the dead. I serve the God of the living. My brother's just resting.
Yes.
Hallelujah to God. Amen. I know when the trump shall sound.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I know he's going to get up.
Sure,
I'm assured about it.
Yes, Lord.
Just like I'm assured about his gospel.
Thank God.
And I won't let nobody change it. I don't care who you are. But I'm going to take it. I am like him. I see what's going on. Nothing has gotten by me. Don't judge me that nothing has gotten by me. Nothing has gotten by me. I can see a man that people think is invisible. And I can say, tell the person to your right to move so I can see them. Now, how in the name of God you can see somebody and the camera is on the person in front of you, but I can see what's next to you. Don't think I've missed nothing. I don't. But I'm going to give you Christ. My life is an example. I'll let you do what you're going to do to go to hell. You got to take the gospel. My job is not to make you do right. My thing is give you the gospel. You take it upon yourself and you do it. If you don't do it, I am not going to stand here as a hammer. I'll let you just walk on past me, walk right on into the fire, and I'll let you go. I can't swim, so if you jump in, I can't help you. I cannot swim, especially if you're past 6 feet. I can't help you. But if I can pull you from the water, if I can take you from the storm and show you Christ, I'll sit down with you and say, now what would God do? The church judged Christ wrong when he went to sinners. We can't be like that. Amen. You go and correct the thing. You see your brother. That's your brother's not there to hurt you. Go to them. Save them. Your job is to save them. He that is spiritual, go to them and say, now such and such and such and such a thing. Amen. Check yourself. Amen. And then go on back to saving yourself. Amen. Go right straight back to saving yourself.
Amen.
If they turn, then God has done something. If they don't, if they forbear, let them go on. But the thing is, if you're going to save yourself, come walk with us.
Amen.
You can't hear a man talk like that, come on, God, unless he's been under my ministry.
Amen.
You hear a man talk like that, can tell God, come on, I'm waiting for you. I'm looking for you. We didn't talk like that before. You know we didn't. But the thing is, the assurance now is in you. You know for an assurance who God is because you're watching him. You're watching God. The faith is built up. Your faith is built up. And I'm going to hold firm. I'm going to rejoice with my eye open. And I see him as he is. Let me tell you, that comes from the preaching of the gospel. Might have a belly full of Holy Ghost, but I'm going to stir it up.
Amen.
My God, I'm going to stir the waters up. Hallelujah to God. Let you know, your talk is something God hears and he will obey. He's not going to get you until you're ready. And if you know you're ready, then stay ready.
Amen.
He's just waiting on the latter rain. Can't you see all the signs that God is soon to come?
Amen.
He's soon to come. And judgment starts with us.
Yes,
now, we're going to judge God foolish?
No, sir.
Not me.
No, sir.
Judgment has already started because the man of God said God has given it to you.
Yes.
So judgment has been placed in the earth.
Yes.
It's in you. He has it in your hand. Now, you've got to judge yourself. Am I coming up to everything that's been preached? And if you see where you're not, then pray and ask God, give me strength. Give me another day. I'll do better tomorrow if you give me another day. Bless me, Lord. Keep me, Lord. Deliver me, Lord. Save me, Lord. Give me the redemption. Reconcile my life. Keep me, Lord. I see what the enemy is trying to do, but I'm going to give you the glory. I'm going to give you the thanks.
Amen.
Bad news come, you say, thank God.
Thank God.
Any kind of news come, thank the Lord.
Amen.
I love your spirit. That's why it's God. My God, he's getting ready to go to the cross. And Bishop Johnson, I thought it was beautiful the way he put it. I couldn't have put it that way. He said he put on this body, and he didn't want to go. He didn't want to do the thing. He kept saying, if the cup is not going to pass, if it's not going to pass. He kept saying, if the cup's not going to pass. He realized the cup was not going to pass. So you know what he told God? Let your will be done. Let your will be done. My God, if we just skip the rest and we know to just go to the will, let your will be done. Let your will be done. Skip everything. Lord, let your will be done. Let your will be done. Not as I will. Skip the rest of it. You know how it's going to end. Let your will be done. Whatever heaven has, let your will be done. Hell is hot. It's going to burn down to the lowest hell. So no matter where you are, even in the heavens, he says it's going to go away. So you better find peace in God. The only place that's going to be safe is with God. That means the fire that's going down won't hurt you, and the destruction that's going upward won't hurt you, because it's going to pass you by. Just like he passed by at the Passover. But you got to be right. Don't talk like that if you don't know God. My God, if you ain't been baptized in water, don't you tell God to come. Hell's going to be your portion. Don't tell God to come if you don't have the Holy Ghost and you know it for yourself.
Amen.
Don't tell God to come. If you haven't been faithful, don't talk God and tell God to come.
Amen.
He'll catch you not faithful. You're going to be unfaithful still. If you're going to have a godly life in Jesus Christ, your Lord, then persecution is your friend.
Amen.
Suffering is your friend. Amen. It should be your constant companion. Step in Job's shoes. Walk around in Job's shoes and see if you won't come out on top at the end. At the end, hallelujah to God, he said, he that endureth till the end, the same shall be saved. Now you know that. Now let's just keep on walking then. Be around saints. Saints should lift you. You call a saint should lift you. And a saint will never tell you, if I was you. If they start off with, if I was you, that ain't a saint, that's an ain't. Saints will tell you, look toward the hills.
Amen.
Where your help come from.
Amen.
That's going to come from the Lord. If they start off, baby, if I was you, don't pay that no mind.
Amen.
But if they put you in the word, say, you know, if you're going to live godly, if you're going to show forth Christ, I am still rejoicing that we talked for over an hour. She had no time because I didn't give it to her to say nothing but a mouthful of my thank God. And she kept saying, if it wasn't for you, I don't know where I would be. She didn't have time for nothing else in the world but was thanking God that God found her. She said, how would I have known God if you didn't come here? I said, he would have found you. She said, but I wouldn't have known it if you didn't tell me. And she kept on. She praised God for over an hour. She praised God. She said, Bishop, do you hear me? I said, I hear you. It was 33 minutes. I hear you. She said, I thank God that he sent you to me. She said, I was in my folly ground, and I didn't know that I was in the folly ground, but I knew it because God sent you to me. God sent you to bless me. God sent you to keep me. God sent you. She said, how can I not thank God for you? I said, just give God the glory. She said, I'm going to give God the glory for you. She said, yeah, I know what you're saying, but I can't help it. I got to thank God for you, because I wouldn't have known God if you didn't come to me. It was 60 minutes. So that lets me know you can have a mouth full of thanksgiving, that you don't have time for nothing else but serving God.
Amen.
I don't know what my last second is going to be, but my mouth shall praise God.
Praise
I shall thank God, because if he had caught me where I was, she said, I knew I would have been lost. But God has given me this moment.
Amen.
And I'm going to thank him. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to glorify him. I'm going to worship him. And my God, let the clock tick and show me that y'all can pray for more than an hour, because it was continual. Nothing stopped it, because I kept feeding it. I kept saying, isn't he good? Yes, he's good. Isn't it good? Yes, sir, it's good. Isn't it wonderful? Didn't have nothing else to say But I took it and I kept putting the heat on it. And I kept feeding the heat on it. And it kept burning. And all of a sudden, she couldn't talk no more because God had her. But I waited. When she calmed down, I put more fuel. Isn't it good? Hallelujah to God. Isn't God wonderful? Hallelujah to God. She went right on back up. I waited for her to calm down. I put more fuel on it. So the praising and the thanksgiving is not unto me, but it's continual to God Almighty. I give all the glory to God. I give every bit of the glory to God. My God, I could have took her down to the dump, said, people don't treat you right. That would have been, what would that have been? Who cares if people don't treat you right? How does God treat you? My God, he's going to save you from yourself. How good is he? Who cares what people do? Let the enemy use them, but let God use you. He said, to who you lend your members to obey, that's whose servant you are. Who you lend your members to obey, that's whose servant you are. Now, either you're going to serve God, or you're going to serve mammoth, or you're going to serve the enemy. And as for me and this house, we're going to serve the Lord. Not bowing down to the enemy, no matter what he does. As for me and you, we're going to serve the Lord. I'm going to thank the Lord. If you can do it with me for over an hour, I'm sure you can do it to everybody else. Because your mind got to be stayed on Jesus. Jesus brought me through. Jesus had mercy on my soul. Wouldn't let me go to the flames to burn forever. But he turned me around. Hallelujah to God. He turned me around. And then the man of God ran after me. Said, come on with me. I'll do you some good. Just come thou with me. Ain't got time to talk about what people doing. What did Jesus do? My God, he got on the cross. He hung up there for you. Reconciled. Took away all your sins. Let's talk about Jesus. I'll put you on the stand now. Let me see if I can get you to say something you ain't got no business. But if you talk about Jesus and what he's done for you, you can rest from your labor and say, I thank you, Lord, that you didn't get me in my folly, but you waited on the latter rain until I was ready to say, come thou, Lord. Come quickly, Lord. I'm ready to meet you. The man of God said, judge yourself. God has given you judgment in your own hands. Now judge yourself. So if you judge yourself, he said, when Jesus comes, you won't have to be judged. Now think about that. If you take the time to judge yourself, when Jesus comes, you can meet him in peace because your work is already done. So when you put on the plate with Jesus, say, I have this issue. You judge it. You know it's wrong. When he comes, he'll wipe it away. Because he's giving you the judgment, say, Lord, help me. So he gets it and get rid of it. The Lord will present your faultless. My God, can't you just think about his mercy is going to endure. When you meet the end and the end come and meet you, he's going to say, oh, I saw that. I don't see that. Come thou with me. Hallelujah to God. Can't you just see God wiping the slate clean? Now. You're going to take the time to put more on there? Judge yourself. Look at your life. And just thank God for the things that he brought you over. Thank God that he brought you through some things. Thank God he took you through some things to make your eye look at him. And say, Lord, I'm going to see you one day. I'm going to see you face to face. And I want you to present me faultless before your presence. Hallelujah to God. When you come for your bride, count me worthy to be counted. Worthy of this walk and my profession. I professed that I'm going to be saved. I opened my mouth and I spoke. I'm going to be saved. Yeah. So if anything comes, I got to look at it and say, not so. I believe God. I'm trusting in God. I thank God. What's your profession? He said, I believe so, therefore have I spoken. Now, you got to profess something. Huh? You got to declare who you're going to serve tonight. What I'm going to bottle up is my faith is strong. I'm going through, but I'm going to endure hardness as a good soldier of the cross. So whether you call your deacon, your bishop, your elder, your brother, your sister, your mother, the sister supervisor, the brother supervisor, don't matter who you call, say, I'm going through.
Amen.
How are you going through? I'm going through with Jesus.
Amen.
Hmm? And if you can't help me, don't hinder me. Get out of my way.
Amen.
Here, the man of God got an enemy strong. He got to pull down strongholds. And this little thing I'm bothering, look, I ain't got time for that. I'm going to pray for him. For what God has done by him for me, I don't have time for foolishness. You cause a storm, I'm going over where the water is calm.
Yeah.
Where peace is still, I'm going where the waters are calm.
Yeah.
What God said he'll do, put you by rough waters? Did he say still waters?
Still.
They tell me still waters run deep. Sammy say they run deep. My God, it looked like it's, don't you let me talk about it. Still waters. But my God underneath, the thing is working. But it's like cool, calm waters. But don't you worry, you just sit there until the Lord gets finished. You won't be displeased.
Amen.
What you're going to profess, what you're going to declare. Is God God?
God is.
Does he have all power?
All.
Can he do anything?
All.
God, he can do it.
Yes.
If you're going to live godly, don't listen to if I was you. You're not me. This is the lock God has given me now. Encourage me. Like you say, I call the minister. He keeps me. He should keep you encouraged. That's what his job is. If he don't do it, then I'm going to have something to say. I'm going to have something to say. And I don't care what the issue is. If the issue is personal, then that goes with you and you, the one flesh. See, some things you tell folks, they don't forget. When you give folks all your issues, they don't forget it. And then you forget it and say, oh, I forgave that. And you're moving along. They still got to say, girl, if I was, I told you, if I was you.
Mm-hmm.
You hold it. Your countenance stay up. Get up and say, I thank the Lord for my saved companion. No matter what happened at home. You say, you get it, say, I thank God for my saved companion. So when you go to church, I'm here to praise and thank God.
Amen.
I thank God for my saved companion. Because when you all fix it, nobody, when Jesus step in and say, okay, now it's all right. You say, well, thank you, Jesus. Nobody else know nothing. It's been you and Jesus. Hmm? Love has a little bit of multitude. Multitude. If you love. Hide it. I don't even see it. But if you go looking for it, you can find a whole, I can look and find a whole lot of things to be upset about. But saints, you got to profess something.
Yeah.
Are you going to trust in God?
Amen.
Then leave it with him.
Right.
He'll do it.
Yes, he will.
He'll fix the thing and there'll be no residue that he'd eat.
Yes.
Nothing was left. God will fix it.
Yes.
Get Hebrews for me. 3:6.
But Christ, as a son over his own house.
That's who you are.
Whose house are we?
Yes.
If we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing.
Not just the confidence. Minister Everton told us. He said, saints, don't cast away your confidence.
That's right.
Don't cast it away. He said, but if you hold your confidence.
And the rejoicing.
That you know God is.
The hope. Firm until the end.
You know God is going to do the thing.
Yes.
If you don't know it, I'm here to tell you he's going to do the thing.
Yes, he is.
So, hold your confidence.
Yes.
Just hold your rejoicing. Just keep on rejoicing.
Yes.
No matter how hard. That's what the enemy don't want you to praise God and thank God.
Mm-hmm.
But you praise him anyhow.
Amen.
Sit on heaven. Just, look, I told him I ain't going to sit no more. I'm going to stand on it. I'm going to stand right here until he do what I ask him to do. But I'm going to keep rejoicing.
Amen.
Even though it don't look good sometimes.
I'm still the hope, firm.
The hope that I have, I'm going to hold it firm.
Until the end.
And you have to do the same thing.
Amen.
All right? And I need Hebrews 10 and 23. And then you can go to 35.
Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering.
What have you said you're going to do?
You said you're going to hold fast.
That's right.
You've been professing something. Yeah. That means you can't change it now.
He is faithful and promised.
Yeah, he promised it. So if God has given us what he's promised, we said before Monday came, we believe God.
Amen.
Our hope was that he was going to do it for us then.
Amen.
Just because he didn't, am I going to still hold my profession that I believe God is able?
Hold fast.
No, I am now.
Hold fast the profession of our faith.
The profession of my faith is I believe God is able to do exceedingly abundantly of all I can ask or think.
Hold fast without wavering.
I'm not going to waver.
Amen.
I had to get myself together. If you profess that God is a deliverer, don't waver. No matter what happened, don't waver. Hold fast. Why? The one that gave you the promise, he's faithful.
He is faithful.
So it's been 20 years. So it's been 40, 50 years. Did he get us in time?
Yes.
Go on to 35 for us.
Cast not away, therefore, your confidence.
Is this what the minister gave me?
Yeah.
My God, I'm still holding on.
Amen.
I'm going to hold to it. I'm not going to throw away my confidence.
Cast not away.
I'm not going to throw it away.
Therefore, your confidence.
Why I'm not going to throw it away? Because it has a great recompense of reward. I'm going to think about that. You know the reward I got? If I just hold my confidence in God,
amen.
I have this assurance I'm going to meet him in peace.
Great recompense.
That I'll be able to look and say, Mother Knock, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Minister Shaw, praise the Lord. Mother Malvina, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Say, I'll see you and I'll know you. Alamahim, how you doing? Praise the Lord. Oh, Ada, my God, you age beautifully, baby. Praise the Lord. Chan, praise the Lord. My God, my daughter, you grew up well. Be able to see it all there. Because I'm not going to cast it away.
Cast not away there for your confidence.
My confidence is in God.
Great recompense.
I told him, I said, he got us. But my God, when you were with him. God got him. Now, isn't that something? God got him. My God, he can't move.
He can't get away.
He can't move.
Can't get away.
I mean, God, if he go down to the lowest hell, God's going to make the fire go down there again. You believe God tonight?
Yes.
All right, then take Bishop Johnson at his word. What has God given you? He's given you judgment. Saints have started with us now. But don't judge somebody else with it. It's for you. Now let's move along now.
Amen.
Keep the love of Jesus in your heart. It'll make you love your enemy.
Amen.
Now think about that. You got to love your enemy. And Jesus said his enemy was the man of his own house.
Yes. Amen.
Now think about that. He said, the one that has his hand in the sock with me. Can you imagine that? The enemy was so close to it, they got their hand in the same sock getting ready to eat.
Yeah.
He said, the one that got his hand in the sock with me was going to betray it. But he loved them anyway.
Yes.
Love hides things, saints. We've got to remember God is the author and the finisher.
Amen.
That's who started us out on this way.
That's right.
He's going to keep us until the end.
Yes.
I haven't missed a thing. I see things you don't think I see.
Amen.
Bishop John says, soon going to be crowning day.
Crowning, man.
You can't crown God if you got sin.
Press on.
You can't crown God. You can't put your hands on his crown if you're not ready to meet him. Can't do it. Press on, saints. Soon be crowning day. Press on, saints, my Lord. Soon be crowning day. Press on, saints, my Lord. Soon be crowning day. I'm going.